compassion really begins with you. You can be compassionate to yourself, then you can extend it out to other people. In the higher realms of consciousness, and you've often heard me speak about this in the past, is that you can only experience your own level of awareness. So if you're suffering from fear, you will naturally see that fear in other people and thus become compassionate of those people who are struggling with fear. Journey today is about going deep into our own self. We'll be activating the memory of compassion. So compassion is a spiritual practice linked to opening your heart, but a heart without judgment, pure, unconditional love. Love has nothing attached to it. It's free. It's liberated. As we venture into the depth of compassion, you'll have to be honest with yourself as you allow your heart to be totally unblocked. Have a deep breath and a nice big exhalation. And take your awareness to your heart center. Just imagine standing right in front of your heart. So you're shrunk down and you're standing looking right at your heart center. You can imagine a big red heart on your physical heart, like a Valentine's Day heart. Imagine standing at these big, giant wooden sanctuary doors, or perhaps a chain fence. But something is blocking you from the entry of your heart. What does that closed door mean to you? What do the chains of the fence mean to you? What blocks your heart? Is it a fear or many fears? Is it an anger, frustrations, confusion perhaps, a resistance? What constrains your heart? What blocks you from loving yourself and others unconditionally? What is it that stops you from completely opening your heart to your lover, to your friends, to your family, to everyone around you? What are those conditions you put on love? Is it a past memory? Hurt feelings? Each pain or hurt becomes a chain that blocks the heart from being open to love. So without judging the suffering, or making it okay to be present, so you're looking at those big doors that are blocked or locked or chains, will you allow yourself to feel the pain, the hurt? Well, don't turn away from pain. Move towards it. Feel the pain without going into the story of why the pain began. Or just be with the pain, or the suffering, the fear, or the anger, the frustration, or the resistance. So no judgment. So judgment would justify the experience, or the hurt, by saying it was necessary, you know, so-and-so did this to me, so now I'm hurt, or I can't trust. Judgment is the story the narrative. You can imagine too that all that narrative is building a big knotted chain around the fence. We want to free all those chains. But in order to heal, in order to untie, you must feel the pain. Think of a past situation with a lover, with a husband or wife, a friend at work, a sibling, something where you have felt or there is that sensation of feeling. Sometimes it's easier to identify suffering in other people, co-workers, your sister, your brother. So you could use family members. So imagine those big doors. And you're looking or fumbling with the key, like the key doesn't fit into that lock. And there's that frustration, that anger. Why can't I get in? What's blocking me? Perhaps you can't get to a spouse emotionally. And you keep trying and keep trying. What's the frustration? What's the anger? What's the fear? And the same premise with a boss or coworker, a friend. And the same if you use the visualization of a chain link fence with a lock. Those links or that chain is suffering, it's a pain. What blocks your heart from love? What blocks your heart from caring? To be compassionate, to truly embody compassion. Compassion will ask you to go where it hurts and be present with that pain, that hurt. Find that hurt, like a necklace all knotted, trying to unknot that necklace in your mind, in your heart, to unravel the pain, the suffering, or the hurt, the rejection, the anger, fear, the resistance. Compassion always will ask you to go where it hurts and be present with that hurt, which we can do for others. Can you do that for yourself? So as you untie the knots around the door to your heart, you are freeing up energy. What stops you from loving everyone in your environment, strangers, friends, family members? What stops you from opening your heart and loving? Regardless of what is said or what is done, what stops you? So as you untie the knot around the door, the fence, see what kind of energy you can free up. And offer yourself compassion, understanding, and space. So as you start to free the knots, you untie the knots around your heart. So imagining those big doors are starting to move, or the gate is starting to open. So there's movement. There's movement in front of your heart. So as your heart begins to open more, you can imagine yourself walking into that sanctuary. So now as you journey into your own heart, you're freed from the bonds of self-sabotage. feel the love and go deeper, journey deeper into that heart. What is the vibration or the feeling in your heart chamber? And what do you see there? Your doors are fully opened. You are liberated. So what do you sense? Do you feel the expansion in your heart now that the chains have been released, the concepts of fear, the illusion of anger, the bonds of self-sabotage? What do you sense there in the heart as you're walking into that chamber, going deeper and deeper into your own self-awareness? What peace do you feel? What calmness do you experience? Heart center of that pulsating love. Stay present. Stay with that love. Embody it. Imagine putting your arms around your heart. The love is not confined by fear. So we're activating that memory of the divine presence of compassion. It looks to me like a diamond flittering in the light, or having the light bounce off the facets of that diamond. It's a deep understanding with no pity attached to it. Extend love to yourself with no judgment, no pity, no feeling sorry. No compassion holds the space of presence. See if you can expand that love, that deep understanding of compassion and love that you have now for yourself. Expand that energy to include your immediate family, to your immediate family and friends, to your coworkers. Extend it to your neighborhood. Extend it into your state. This deep compassion, love, a love that is not confined, a love that is not fearful, a love that's not angry or confused or hurt. And activating the memory of compassion in deep into your cell's memory, into your emotional and mental memory, and into the unified field, your unified field of consciousness, into that electromagnetic field, the unconscious mind, the conscious mind. It's as though you are breathing in compassion and exhaling all that pain and hurt. For the compassion is in your cells. You are freed of the bondage of the heart's pain. You are liberated from the fear of mistrust. Let's feel that energy of compassion. It feels to me like it's soft and loving and abundant, expansive. You are all in divine presence. You embody a deep quality of understanding. Energy is just expanded and expanded. It feels so amazing. Your love is just so amazing. and venture into your environment in the next few days and give that quality of love to everyone that you meet without judgment, without holding back, without questioning. Just give. Let's keep giving. Keep allowing. I'm honored to be able to activate this memory within you and that you may live it every day of the rest of your lives. Namaste.